Book 2, Canto 6, Kingdoms and Godheads of the Greater Life, page 187 to 189. One felt another's grief invade the breast. Another's joy exulting ran through the blood. Hearts could draw close through distance. Voices near that spoke upon the shore of alien seas. There beat a throb of living interchange. Being felt being even when afar, and consciousness replied to consciousness, and yet the ultimate oneness was not there. There was a separateness of soul from soul. An inner wall of silence could be built. An armor of conscious might protect and shield. The being could be closed in and solitary. One could remain apart in self alone. Identity was not yet nor union's peace. All was imperfect still, half known, half done. The miracle of inconscience overpassed. The miracle of the superconscient still. Unknown, self-wrapped, unfelt, unknowable, look down on them, origin of all they were. As forms they came of the formless infinite, as names lived of a nameless eternity. The beginning and the end were there occult. A middle term worked unexplained, abrupt. They were words that spoke to a vast wordless truth. They were figures crowding an unfinished sum. None truly knew himself or knew the world, or the reality living there enshrined. Only they knew what mind could take and build out of the secret supermind's huge store. A darkness under them, a bright void above. Uncertain, they lived in a great climbing space. By mysteries they explained a mystery. A riddling answer met the riddle of things. As he moved in this ether of ambiguous life, himself was soon a riddle to himself. As symbols he saw all and sought their sense. Across the leaping springs of death and birth, and over shifting borders of soul change, a hunter on the spirit's creative track, he followed in life's fine and mighty trails, pursuing her sealed, formidable delight in a perilous adventure without close. At first, no aim appeared in those large steps. Only the wide source he saw of all things here, looking towards a wider source beyond. For as she drew away from earthly lines, a tenser drag was felt from the unknown. A higher context of delivering thought drove her towards marvel and discovery. There came a high release from pettier cares, a mightier image of desire and hope, a vaster formula, a greater scene. Ever she circled towards some far-off light, her signs still covered more than they revealed, but tied to some immediate sight and will, they lost their purport in the joy of use. Till stripped of their infinite meaning they became a cipher gleaming with unreal sense. Armed with a magical and haunted bow, she aimed at a target kept invisible and ever deemed remote though always near. As one who spells illumined characters, the keybook of a crabbed magician text, he scanned her subtle, tangled, weird designs and the screamed, difficult theorem of her clues. traced in the monstrous sands of desert time, the thread beginnings of her titan works, watched her charade of action for some hint, read the no gestures of her silhouettes, and strove to capture in their burdened drift the dance fantasia of her sequences, escaping into rhythmic mystery, a glimmer of fugitive feet on fleeing soil.